Letter, DOI 10.1038 Nature 16994, The Mid-Developmental Transition and the Evolution of Animal Body Plans. Mitchell Levin 1, Leon Anavi 1, Allison G. Cole 1, Eaton Winter 1, Natalia Mostov 1, Sally Kerr 1, Naftali Senderovich 1, Ekaterina Kovalev 1, David H. Silver 1, Martin Feder 1, Celine L. Fernandez-Valva 2, Nageyasu Nakanishi 2, David Simmons 3, Oleg Simakov 4, Thomas Larson 4, Shang Yun Liu 5, Alif Jerifi Vida 6, Kirina Yanov 6, Joseph F. Ryan 3, Mark Q. Martindale 3, Jochen C. Rink 5, Detlev Arendt 4, Sandy M. Degnan 2, Bernard M. Degnan 2, Tamaha Shinshini 1 and Ite Yane 1. Animals are grouped into 35 phyla based upon the notion of distinct body plans 1-4. Morphological and molecular analyses have revealed that a stage in the middle of development known as the phylotypic period is conserved among species within some phyla 5-9. Although these analyses provide evidence for their existence, phyla have also been criticized as lacking an objective definition, and consequently based on arbitrary groupings of animals 10. Here we compare the developmental transcriptomes of 10 species, each annotated to a different phylum, with a wide range of life histories and embryonic forms. We find that in all 10 species, development comprises the coupling of early and late phases of conserved gene expression. These phases are linked by a divergent mid-developmental transition that uses species-specific suites of signaling pathways and transcription factors. This mid-developmental transition overlaps with the phylotypic period that has been defined previously for 3 of the 10 phyla, suggesting that transcriptional circuits and signaling mechanisms active during this transition are crucial for defining the phyletic body plan and that the mid-developmental transition may be used to define phyletypic periods in other phyla. Placing these observations alongside the reported conservation of mid-development within phyla, we propose that a phylum may be defined as a collection of species whose gene expression at the mid-developmental transition is both highly conserved among them, yet divergent relative to other species. To study the broad patterns of embryonic development, we selected 10 distantly related species that collectively provide a wide sampling of the variation exhibited by the animal kingdom at the level of morphological and developmental complexity. Figure 1 and Extended Data Table 1. This collection includes a single species from peripherans, cnidarians, nematodes, arthropods, chordates, echinoderms, annelids, platyhelminths, ctenophores, and tardigrades. 7 of the species are bilaterians, 5 protostomes and 2 deuterostomes, while the cnidarian Nematostella victensis represents a clade that is the sister group to bilaterians, and the ctenophore Nemeopsis leedii and the peripheran Amphimedon queenslandica represent 2 earlier branching taxa. 11. Collectively, these species provide a unique platform for the study of global features in animal development. For each species, we isolated on average 70 individual embryos spanning development, figure 1b. The transcriptome of each embryo was analyzed using CellSeq12, a technique for low-input multiplexed RNA-seq. For 3 species: Hypsibius dujardini, tardigrade, Schmidtia pellicroa, platyhelminth, and Platinaris dumerillii, annelid, where a published genome was unavailable, we first produced a comprehensive developmental transcriptome, extended data figure 1, extended data tables 2 and 3, and supplementary table 1, to assay dynamic expression so that it is not overly biased by individual embryos. For each of the 10 time courses, we computed expression across 20 overlapping sliding windows of the embryos, sorted by blind 13, a technique for ordering large scale transcriptomic developmental time courses, extended data figure 2a, and used these averaged expression profiles in our analyses. Figure 2 shows the standardized expression profiles of the dynamically expressed genes across the 10 species, extended data figure 2b. To compare gene expression across these species, we delineated 11,139 orthologous protein families, with each orthologous family having representatives from an average of 6 species. The expression of 11 C. elegans transcription factors conserved across the other species in this study are indicated in Figure 2, highlighting how this data set can serve as a resource for developmental and evolutionary biologists. For example, the TCF-LEF family is expressed in the early phases of 6 of the time courses and later in the remaining species. Figure 2, dark squares, TCF-LEF is named POP1 in C. elegans. To systematically compare gene expression across species, we computed the correlation across orthologous gene expression throughout development for each pair of species. For example, comparison of tardigrade and annelid embryonic transcriptomes revealed 2 conserved phases of expression in these 2 species early and late, separated by a sharp mid-developmental transition, P1010, Kolmogorov-Smirnov test, Figure 3. Inset, extended data Figure 3. These observations indicate that although the external embryonic development of these 2 species is enormously different at the level of orthologous gene expression, their early and late development is comparable. Moreover, while development appears morphologically gradual in both species, it is punctuated by a dramatic change in gene expression during mid-development. Comparing all pairs of species extended this result, even for the ctenophore and the sponge, suggesting that this dual phase feature of development dates back to the common ancestor of all animals, Figure 3. The broad extent of this behavior is remarkable, especially considering the challenges associated with the de novo assembly of transcriptomes and reliance upon inferred gene models. Deviations from the dual phase pattern may occur for biological reasons. For example, the early embryos of the planarian S. pellicroa contain substantial amounts of maternal RNA, which appears as a third initial phase in all comparisons with that species. Other deviations appear more cryptic, such as the correlation matrix. 1. Department of Biology, Technion, Israel Institute of Technion, Haifa 32,000, Israel 2 School of Biological Sciences, University of Queensland, Brisbane, Queensland, Australia 3 Whitney Laboratory for Marine Bioscience, University of Florida, 9505 N Ocean Shore Boulevard, St. Augustine, Florida 32080, 8610, USA 4 Developmental Biology Unit, European Molecular Biology Laboratory, Heidelberg, Germany 5 Max Planck Institute of Molecular Cell Biology and Genetics, Fottenhoerstrasse 108.01307 Dresden, Germany 6 Department of Biological Regulation, Wiesmann Institute of Science, Rehovot, Israel. Present addresses, Center for Thrombosis and Hemostasis, CTH, University Medical Center Mainz, Mainz, Germany ML, Laboratorio Nacional di Genomica per la Biodiversidad, Centro di Investigación y de Estudios Avanzados del ICON, Irapuato, Guanajuato, Mexico, SLF, V, Whitney Laboratory for Marine Bioscience, University of Florida, 9505 N, Ocean Shore Boulevard, St. Augustine, Florida 32080, 8610, USA, NN. These authors contributed equally to this work. 31 MARCH 2016 VOL 531 NAT URE 637. Copyright sign, 2016 Macmillan Publishers Limited. All rights reserved. Research letter A. B. Protostomes. Annelida P. dumerillii. Metatrochia 4. Nectarchia eat. 279 Platyhelminthes S. pellicroa. Nematoda C. elegans bilaterians, stereocleavage blastula protrochia 4, cleavage, embryonic pharynx gut cavity, founder cells generated, gastrodermal muscle and organo-brain condensation organ neuron diffgenesis and eye pigmentation maturation cells, ventral enclosure, gastrulation, morphogenesis, hatching, 44.5 tardigrada H. dujardini, cleavage, segment limb elongation tation bud, gastrulation, differentiation, hatching, 148.5, deuterostomes, Arthropoda D. melanogaster, dome band head involution retraction and dorsal closure, dome band elongation, blastula, hatching, differentiation, 66.75 Echinodermata S. purpuratus, cleavage, blastula, gastrulation, prism, pluteus, 206 Caudata D. ririo, cleavage gastrulation segmentation, pharyngula, hatching, 208 Cnidaria N. vitensis, cleavage blastula, gastrula, early planula, late planula, 215, Periphera A. queenslandica, Ctenophora M. leedii, brown, cleavage, cleavage, cloud, spot, gastrulation post-gastrulation, late spot, ring, late ring, differentiation, free swimming larva, hatching, 60 time, min, mid-developmental transition, figure 1 comparing development across 10 phyla using cell sec A, A phylogeny of the examined species based on recent work 11.29, 30b, A representation of the times, notches, at which individual embryos were collected. Drawings of embryos at the indicated representative stages are shown above the collection time course, on the right, time scale in minutes. The dark gray shading indicates the mid-developmental transitions. Stars, species where the developmental time course is mapped to a mixed stage transcriptome reported here. Circles, mapped to the previously published genomes. Squares, previously published time courses 13.28. Arrows indicate direct, solid, and indirect, dashed, developers, between the cnidarian and the sponge. Overall, the dual phase pattern holds for most pairwise species comparisons, with the exception of 9 out of 45, extended data figure 3, and is robust to the parameters used for constructing the sliding window expression profiles and to possible biases in the embryo sampling, extended data figure 4a, b. To study the deeply conserved expression modules, we asked which gene ontology functional categories are enriched in the genes occurring in each of the two phases, focusing on the stages, spanning three windows before and following the transition. We identify genes whose expression is restricted to the early and late phases, extended data figure 5. We found that orthologous groups of genes that tend to be expressed in the early phase across the 10 species are enriched for chromatin changes, cell cycle, and the regulation of gene expression, extended data figure 5, suggesting that this phase is characterized by the expression of genes involved in the cell biology of proliferation. The late phase, in contrast, was enriched. 638 Nat UREVOL 531311 MARCH 2016. Copyright sign, 2016 Macmillan Publishers Limited. All rights reserved. Letter Research P. Dumerillii, S. Pellicroa, C. Elegans, 9832, 13207. H. Dujardini D. Melanogaster S. purpuratus, 10479. 11,464, 8,391, 11,579, D. ririo, N. vitensis A. queenslandica M. leedii, 10,198, 16,106, 10,053, 6,142, standardized expression level 3210-1, genes, minus 2 minus 3 let 526 PBRM 1 HMG 3 ABXN 1 ISW 1 HLH 30 POP 1 CRH 1 SE 44 SWSN 3 SMA 2 time. Figure 2 dynamic embryonic expression throughout the animal kingdom. Sorted standardized temporal gene expression profiles for each species. Genes of 11 orthologous groups are indicated by the markers along with the name of the C. elegans ortholog. The dashed lines indicate the timing of the mid-developmental transition. The number indicates expressed genes in each data set. With cell type-specific genes such as various transporters, metabolic enzymes, and synaptic transmission factors that together reflect a period of differentiation. We next asked if the transition between the early and late phases is enriched in the expression of genes of particular functional groups, and found significant enrichments for signaling processes such as Notch and WNT during this transition. Extended data figure 5. Thus, a common signature among the animals studied here is that, between periods of cell proliferation and differentiation, a period of intense signaling occurs, which is expected from a developmental biology perspective. 14. To study the expressed signaling pathways in greater detail, we examined 7 major pathways and tested for their enrichment during the transition between the two phases in each of the 10 species, figure 4a. We found a pattern of variation indicating that each of the distantly related species uses a distinct suite of signaling pathways during the transition. Extending this analysis to transcription factor families, we are P. dumerillii, 0.4, P. dumerillii, S. pellicroa H. dujardini, C. elegans P. dumerillii H. dujardini, H. dujardini D. melanogaster, 0 S. papyrutus D. ririo N. victensis A. queenslandica M. leedii minus 0.4. Figure 3 cross-filer comparison of developmental transcriptomes. Each heat map shows the correlations between the developmental transcriptomes of a pair of species based upon analysis of 1,500 highly expressed orthologs. Similar results are observed for other sets of orthologs. Extended data figure 4c, d, dashed lines indicate the mid-developmental transitions. The gray box outlines indicate species pairs in which the transition is not significant. Extended data figure 3. The inset shows the comparison for H. dujardini and P. dumerillii, showing also the self-correlations 31MARCH2016VOL531NATURE639. Copyright sign, 2016 Macmillan Publishers Limited. All rights reserved. Research letter a WNT, log 10 p-value 3, BNHRZFNR, TGF, GATA, GPCR. 2, 3000, log 2, observed expected, orthologs, 2500, M. leedii, A. queenslandica, N. victensis, D. ririo, S. papyrutus, D. melanogaster, H. dujardini, C. elegans, S. pellicroa, P. dumerillii, M. leedii, E. 0.8, hourglass model for within phylum similarity, 0.6, 1000, 2000, 0. 0.7, 500, 1500, A. queenslandica, S. papyrutus, D. 1, inverse hourglass model for cross-filer similarity, 0.5, early, 0.40.3, development, C. N. victensis, T. box, D. ririo, hedgehog D. melanogaster, Zip, H. dujardini, B. hlh, M. apk, C. elegans, EGF, S. pellicroa, multi-zinc homeodomain, P. dumerillii, Notch, 0.20.1, 3500, 0, 4000, mid-developmental transition, minus 0.1 minus 0.2, C. elegans D. melanogaster, early, late, early mid-late developmental transition, mid-developmental transition, late, distance, distance. Figure 4 an inverse hourglass model for animal evolution A, B, functional enrichments for expression of 7 signaling pathways, A, and 7 transcription factor families, B, during the mid-developmental transitions, NHR, nuclear hormone receptors, ZFNR, zinc finger nuclear receptors, multi-zinc, multiple zinc fingers, C, comparison of the ortholog temporal associations between C. elegans and D. melanogaster D. Summary of the 45 pairwise species comparisons of ortholog temporal associations E. Inverse hourglass model for the origin of phyla compared with the hourglass model for within phylum evolution. Found that only the homeobox gene family is enriched at the mid-developmental transition in all 10 species, as might be expected. Otherwise, each species expresses a unique combination of the major developmental transcription factors, figure 4b, a distinct combination of signaling pathways and transcription factors during the mid-developmental transition may thus be of particular importance to the development of specific body plans. Mapping the timing of these mid-developmental transitions back onto the embryonic time course of nematodes, arthropods, and chordates, we found that they overlap or partially overlap with the previously described phyllotypic periods of these animals. Figure 1b. Specifically, in nematodes the transition maps to the end of the ventral enclosure stage which has been proposed as the phyllotypic period 7, figure 1b. In chordates, the transition maps to the early part of the pharyngular stage, which for this group of animals has been assigned the phyllotypic period 9.15. Furthermore, in arthropods, the transition centers upon the head involution and dorsal closure stage but also begins at the end of the germ band stage, which has been assigned as the phyllotypic period in this phylum 16.17. Given this correspondence, we propose that the mid-developmental transition uncovered in this study marks a phylum's phyllotypic period. We note, however, that the lack of complete correspondence of the arthropod mid-developmental transition with the germ band stage will require further analysis and that this provisional definition will also need refinement to account for other taxonomic ranks, for example, class, and for the diversity of life cycles within a phylum. In the annelid, the mid-developmental transition corresponds to the late trochophore stage, which overlaps the onset of differentiation of the first three larval segments, stomodial opening, mouth, and ventral nerve corps 18. These features have been proposed to define the phyllotypic period in annelids 19. Interestingly, the trochophore larva is common to other spiralian phyla, for example, mollusks and nematians. In the flatworm, which undergoes a highly derived mode of development 20, the mid-developmental transition corresponds to the stage in which the embryonic pharynx is joined by a second adult pharynx. Consistent with the phyllotypic period previously proposed for this phylum 21, in the sponge, the mid-developmental transition may occur between the cloud and spot stages, when the primary larval axis is established 22. We note however that in species with more complex life cycles with several phases of differentiation a single mid-developmental transition may be less accentuated. Finally, we measured the extent of evolutionary change within the two conserved faces and the mid-developmental transition by determining whether orthologs annotated for a particular temporal category in one species are also annotated to the same temporal category in another species. Figure 4c shows an example of this analysis for D. melanogaster and C. elegans. For 4,395 orthologs delineated between these two species, the early phase, mid-developmental transition, and the late phase expression account for 51%, 14%, and 35% of the C. elegans orthologs, respectively. A total of 28% of the orthologs are annotated to the early phase in both C. elegans and D. melanogaster, while by chance only 22% are expected given the fraction of genes in each category across the species, figure 4c. In contrast, 3% were expected to be conserved at the mid-developmental transition at random, and 3% were observed. The log odds ratios between observed and expected for the early phase and the mid-developmental transition between C. elegans and D. melanogaster are thus 0.35 and 0, respectively. Comparing the log odds ratios across the three temporal categories for each of the 45 pairs of the 10 species, we found that the mid-developmental transition profiles are significantly less conserved than the early and late phase expression. Figure 4d, p. 106 compared with the early phase and p. 1012 with the late phase, Kolmogorov-Smirnov test. We found a similar result when comparing at the level of PFAM domains, extended data figures 6 and 7. 640 NAT UREVOL 531311ARCH2016. Copyright sign, 2016 Macmillan Publishers Limited. All rights reserved. Letter research. Our results are consistent with an inverse hourglass model for metazoan body plans, figure 4e, in which the molecular components that comprise early and late embryogenesis are more conserved, and the signaling pathways and transcription factors acting within the mid-developmental transition are variable across major animal lineages, Figure 4a, b. Interestingly, the model summarizing comparisons made within a phylum, where gene expression differences across species are minimal at the phylotypic period, has an inverse pattern 23. Consequently, a phylum may be defined as a set of species sharing the same signals and transcription factor networks during the mid-developmental transition. As a result, transcriptional variants will have an hourglass shape within the phylum, and the inverse is seen when comparing species across phyla, figure 4e. A non-phylum lower taxon would not meet these criteria since an hourglass pattern of similarities would be observed both within the taxon and across more distant species. Should this transcriptomic definition hold, evidence will be provided for the usefulness of phylum as a biological classification. It may also suggest the delineation of new phyla, as well as the collapsing of previously distinct ones, requiring validation by zoological studies. We note that the topology of an inverted hourglass has been previously proposed for heterochrony at the phylotypic period 24, though it was not invoked in the context of interphylum divergence. While the Hox cluster has been implicated with the metazoan zootype 25, we find that even organisms without Hox genes, Amphimedon 26 and Nemeopsis 27, have a mid-developmental transition period at a time consistent with the phylotypic period, figure 1b, full stop. Thus, more ancient than the patterning of the body axis by Hox genes, may be the molecular constraints of the transition from a general phase of proliferation to a phase of signaling and differentiation that results in the positioning of cells in a phylum-specific manner. Such a transition may be a hallmark of development only in animals, or future work may show that this is a general characteristic of development in all multicellular life. It will be interesting to further employ systematic analyses in studying the developmental constraints on metazoans and other clades. 8.28. Online content methods, along with any additional extended data display items and source data, are available in the online version of the paper. References unique to these sections appear only in the online paper. Received the 19th of July 2015, accepted the 12th of January 2016. Published online the 17th of February 2016. 1. Valentine, J.W. On the Origin of Phyla, University, Chicago Press, 2004. 2. Heckel, E. The Evolution of Man, Volume 1, C. K. Paul and Company, 1879, 3. Darwin, C. On the Origin of Species by Means of Natural Selection, or, The Preservation of Favored Races in the Struggle for Life, J. Murray, 1859, 4. Gould, S. J. Ontogeny and Phylogeny, Harvard University, Press, 1977, 5. Abzhanov, A. Von Baer's Law for the Ages, Lost and Found Principles of Developmental Evolution, Trends Genet 29, 712-722, 2013, 6, Kalinka, A.T. et al., Gene Expression Divergence Recapitulates the Developmental Hourglass Model, Nature 468, 811-814, 2010, 7, Levin, M., Hashimshani, T., Wagner, F. and Yane, I. Developmental Milestones Punctuate Gene Expression in the Kinohabditis Embryo, Dev. Cell 22, 1101, 1108, 2012, 8. Domas et Lozzo, T. and Torts, D. A. Phylogenetically Based Transcriptome Age Index Mirrors Ontogenetic Divergence Patterns, Nature 468, 815-818, 2010, 9. Irie, N. and Curatini, S. Comparative Transcriptome Analysis Reveals Vertebrate Phylotypic Period During Organogenesis, Nature Commun 2, 248, 2011, 10. Scholz, G. In Evolutionary Developmental Biology of Crustacea, Crustacean Issues 15, 3-16, A. A. Borkema, 2004, 11. Ryan, J.F. et al., The Genome of the Ctenophore Nemeopsis Leedii and Its Implications for Cell Type Evolution, Science 342, 1,242,592, 2013, 12. Hashim Shani, T. Wagner, F. Scher, N. and Yane, I. Cell-Seq, single-cell RNA-Seq by multiplexed linear amplification, Cell Rep 2, 666-673, 2012, 13. Anavi, L. et al., Blind Ordering of Large-Scale Transcriptomic Developmental Time Courses, Development 141, 1161, 1166, 2014, 14. Davidson, E.H. The Regulatory Genome, Gene Regulatory Networks in Development and Evolution, Academic Press, 2006, 15. Ballard, W.W. Morphogenetic Movements and Fate Maps of Vertebrates, AM, Zool 21, 391-399, 1981, 16. Patel, N.H. Developmental Evolution, Insights from Studies of Insect Segmentation, Science 266, 581-590, 1994, 17. Sander, K. In Development and Evolution, Eds Goodwin, B.C., Holder, N. and Wiley, C.C., 137-160, Cambridge University, Press, 1983, 18. Fischer, A.H., Henrich, T. and Arendt, D. The Normal Development of Platinary Stumerillii, Neridae, Annelida, Front, Zool 7, 31, 2010, 19. Slack, J.M.W. In Keywords and Concepts in Evolutionary Developmental Biology, Eds Hall, B.K. and Olson, W.M., 476 Harvard University, Press, 2003, 20. Cardona, A., Hartenstein, V. and Romero, R. Early Embryogenesis of Planaria, A Cryptic Larva Feeding on Maternal Resources, Dev. Genes Evel 216, 667-681, 2006, 21. Martin Duran, J. M. and Egger, B. Developmental Diversity in Free Living Flatworms, Everdevo 3, 7, 2012, 22. Adamska, M. et al., The Evolutionary Origin of Hedgehog Proteins, Kerr, Bile 17, R836-837, 2007, 23. Raff, R.A. The Shape of Life, Genes, Development, and the Evolution of Animal Form, University, Chicago Press, 1996, 24. Richardson, M.K. Vertebrate Evolution, The Developmental Origins of Adult Variation, by Essays 21, 604-613, 1999, 25. Slack, J.M., Holland, P.W. and Graham, C.F. The Zootype and the Phyllotypic Stage, Nature 361, 490-492, 1993, 26. Lerux, C. et al., The NK Homeobox Gene Cluster Predates the Origin of Hox Genes, Kerr, Bile 17, 706-710, 2007, 27. Ryan, J.F., Pang, K., Mulliken, J.C., Martindale, M.Q. and Baxevenis, A.D. The Homeodomain complement of the Ctenophore Nemeopsis leadii suggests that Ctenophora and Porifera diverged prior to the Parahoxozoa. Everdevo 1, 9, 2010, 28. Hashim Shani, T., Feder, M., Levin, M., Hall, B.K. and Yane, I. Spatia Temporal Transcriptomics Reveals the Evolutionary History of the Endoderm Germ Layer, Nature 519, 219-222, 2015, 29. Hegnell, A. et al., Assessing the Root of Bilaterian Animals with Scalable Phylogenomic Methods, Proc. Arsoc, Lond, B. 276, 4261, 4270, 2009, 30. Dunn, C.W. et al., Broad Phylogenomic Sampling Improves Resolution of the Animal Tree of Life, Nature 452, 745-749, 2008. Supplementary information is available in the online version of the paper. Acknowledgements: we thank M. Rockman and B. D. Bivort for helpful discussions. We also thank UGAT, A. Salzburg, S. B. Tabaudi Leon, M. Blackster, G. Kartsevoulis, S. Manser, and B. Goldstein for materials and reagents. We thank the Technion Genome Center for technical assistance and the Radcliffe Institute for Advanced Studies at Harvard University for hosting the analysis phase. This work was supported by a European Research Council grant, EvoDevo Paths, the EMBO Young Investigator Program, and a grant from the Australian Research Council. Author contributions: ML, TH, and IY conceived and designed the project. ML led the collection of samples with help from NN, DS, NM, SK and AJ, V. The processing of the samples for CellSec was carried out by ML, TH, NM, SK, and NS. De novo transcriptome assembly was carried out by LA with assistance from IY, EW, JFR, and SYL. Processing of CellSec reads and initial bioinformatics was performed by LA with help from MF, EW, EK, DHS, OS, TL, and SLF, V. The data was analyzed by IY and LA. IY coordinated the interpretation of the data with significant help from BMD, LA, SMD, TH, AGC, DA, JFR, MQM, KY, and JCR also contributed to the interpretation of the data. IY wrote the manuscript which the authors commented on. Author information: the complete data set has been deposited to the NCBIGEA database CSE 70185. Reprints and permissions information is available at www.nature.com/reprints. The authors declare no competing financial interests. Readers are welcome to comment on the online version of the paper. Correspondence and requests for materials should be addressed to IY, Yane, at technion.ac.il. 31MARCH2016VOL531 NATURE641. Copyright sign, 2016 Macmillan Publishers Limited. All rights reserved. Research letter methods. Data reporting. No statistical methods were used to predetermine sample size. The investigators were not blinded to allocation during experiments and outcome assessment. Sample collection. Platinaris dumerillii embryos were collected in EMBL Heidelberg, Germany. In each of several containers, a gravid male and a female were mixed in a small container containing North Sea water. The classical breeding dance was observed after several minutes and the females and males released oocytes and sperm. Fertilized eggs were incubated at 18 degrees C and embryos were collected every hour after fertilization for a period of 5 days. Individual embryos were collected on the cap of a 1.5 milliliters Eppendorf tube using a micro mouth pipette. Excessive water was removed and the sample was flash frozen in liquid nitrogen. Schmidtia pellicroa embryos were collected at the Max Planck Institute CBG, Dresden, Germany. A population of S. pellicroa was maintained in the lab at 20 degrees C as previously described. 31. Egg capsules were regularly collected over 15 days of development just after deposition and kept in petri dishes at 20 degrees C. To release embryos for isolation, capsules were carefully opened using two fine forceps. After assessment of stage of development according to the Martin-Durand system, 32, excess water was removed and embryos were flash frozen in Eppendorf tubes in liquid nitrogen. Hypsibius dujardini starting cultures were provided by Bob Goldstein, University of North Carolina at Chapel Hill, and embryos were collected as previously described. 33, at the Technion, Israel. Small cultures of tardigrades were kept in 60 mm glass petri dishes in commercial bottled spring water until gravid animals were visible. Tardigrades lay 2-5 eggs during molting, with the embryos deposited in their shed exoskeleton, the exuvia. Soon after the adult crawled out of the exuvia, it was cut open using a scalpel on a microscope cavity slide to release embryos into the medium. Embryos were observed using a standard binocular and when reaching 2-cell stage were deposited in a 10-liter drop mineral water on the cap of a 1.5 milliliters Eppendorf tube. Tubes were incubated for respective periods at 20 degrees C for 4.5 days, once per hour past the 2-cell stage. Embryos were inspected for viability, excessive water was removed using a micro-mouth pipette, and the tube was flash frozen in liquid nitrogen. Drosophila melanogaster embryos were collected at the Technion using a previously published protocol 34. Briefly, agar plates with apple juice smeared with freshly prepared yeast were used to make young adult flies lay a lot of eggs. Cages consisting of such plates were set up with at least 20 flies and left for roughly one day for the flies to acclimatize. Plates were replaced with fresh ones twice in 1 hour interval to ensure the use of only newly laid eggs. Drosophila embryos are covered with a non-transparent corion which has to be removed before live imaging by dechlorination. Shortly after being laid, embryos were washed off from plates into a plastic sieve using tap water and a fine brush used to loosen the embryos. In the sieve, embryos were submerged in 50% bleach solution for 2 minutes. Embryos were washed and rinsed with cold water. Using a needle pick, 20 embryos were placed in a row on a strip of agar placed on a glass slide. N-heptane glue was applied in a thin layer on a big glass cover slip. This cover slip was carefully put upside down on top of the embryos on the agar strip so that embryos adhere to the glue layer. Embryos were covered with PBS and kept in humid chambers at 25 degrees C. Embryos on the cover slip were observed under the light microscope and for each embryo, the time of cellularization was noted. To collect an embryo, a needle pick was used to carefully remove it from the slide and it was flash frozen in an Eppendorf tube in liquid nitrogen. Strongula centretus purpuratus oocytes and sperm were kindly provided by Smadar Ben Tabaudi Leon, Haifa University, Israel, and mixed and cultured at the Technion. Mixing occurred by 4 drops of sperm in 50 milliliters of eggs in sea water and incubated at 18 degrees C in petri dishes. After fertilization, every 40 minutes, for a period of 72 hours, single embryos were deposited on the cap of a 1.5 milliliters Eppendorf tube. Excessive water was removed using a micro-mouth pipette and the embryo was flash frozen in liquid nitrogen. Danioririo fertilization was performed in the lab of Kerina Yaniv, Wiesman Institute, Israel. 4 female and 1 male Danioririo fish were mixed in a breeder tank. Fertilized eggs were collected into zebrafish embryo medium as previously described. 35. Fertilized eggs were sampled in a small volume of medium every 40 minutes from fertilization into the cap of a 1.5 milliliters Eppendorf tube. Excess water was removed using a micro-mouth pipette and the embryo flash frozen in liquid nitrogen. Nematostella victensis egg masses and sperm were provided by Amos Schaffer, Gat Lab, Hebrew University of Jerusalem. Eggs and sperms were mixed and egg jelly was dissolved as previously described. 36 using 4% cysteine, pH 7.47.6, to make single embryos accessible for collection. The embryos were washed with cysteine 6 times using 30% of sea water. Fertilized embryos were observed under a light microscope and embryos reaching the 4-cell stage were deposited in a 10-liter drop of 30% salt water on the cap of a 1.5 milliliters Eppendorf tube. Tubes were closed and incubated for respective periods at 20 degrees C. At collection time, embryos were inspected for viability and excessive water was removed using a micro-mouth pipette. The embryo was then flash frozen in liquid nitrogen. After and including the 4-cell stage, every 20 minutes, for a period of 48 hours when the embryos reached the late planular stage, single embryos were deposited on the cap of a 1.5 milliliters Eppendorf tube. Nemeopsis leedii embryos were collected in the Whitney Institute, University of Florida as previously described. 37. Stages ranged from the fertilized egg to 28. 3 replicate time courses each comprising 20 embryos were isolated. In one replicate, embryos were flash frozen and shipped on dry ice. In the other two, RNA was prepared by a terisyl extraction and shipped in 75% ethanol on dry ice. RNA-seq transcriptome sequencing for Hypsibius dujardini, Schmidtia pellicroa, and Platinaris dumerillii, RNA was isolated from a mixed population of embryos, larvae, and adults according to the terisyl protocol, in vitrogen. This RNA was processed according to the Illumina TruSeq RNA-seq protocol by the Technion Genome Center, and 100BP paired end sequencing was performed. To pre-process the reads, Sickle 38 was used for quality trimming with a threshold of 31, and Illumina adapters were removed using Scythe 39. Sequencing error correction was next made using the Alpath LG Toolkit 40, and Poly-A sequences were trimmed using Trimest, Gary Williams, unpublished. The resulting libraries were cleaned of short and duplicate reads using the FASTS Toolkit, Asaf Gordon, unpublished. Hypsibius dujardini's genome has been recently reported by two groups, 41.42, mapping to S. papyrutus and N. victensis. The sea urchin transcriptome was downloaded from Echinobase, NCBI Bio Project PRJNA 81157. The longest isoform per transcript was selected, leaving 21,000 peptides. For this organism, the mapping was done more loosely with BOTI parameters set to MP3.1N1L15, as the RNA-seq was done on a heterogenic population. For Nematostella, we retrieved the T1 transcriptome from Stellabase 43. Using Transdecoder, https://transdecoder.jithabio, revealed that, of the 115,000 transcripts, only 53,000 encoded proteins. Blast analysis of the encoded protein resulted in 42,000 unique proteins, and the longest transcript was selected for each protein. Cell-seq transcriptome sequencing. Total RNA was extracted from single embryos using terisyl as previously described, 7 including minor adjustments. After the addition of terisyl to the embryos, the mixture was frozen in liquid nitrogen, thawed at 37 degrees C and vortexed for 30s. This procedure was repeated 5 times. Chloroform was then added and the sample further processed. The dried total RNA pellet was dissolved in arnase-free water before introduction into subsequent amplification and sequencing library preparation steps. Using the cell-seq protocol 44, 1 liter of a single embryo total RNA sample with a maximum concentration of 50 NGL1 was mixed with 1 liter of the ERCC spike in kit diluted according to the manufacturer's protocol 45. The libraries were sequenced using Illumina paired end sequencing as previously reported in the cell-seq protocol 44. For read 1, used to determine the barcode, the first 15 BP were sequenced, and for read 2, used to determine the identity of the transcript, the first 35 BP were sequenced. The cell-seq pipeline is available at https://jithub.com/yanalab/cell-seq-pipeline. Cell-seq initial analysis pipeline. Transcript abundances were obtained from the sequencing data using custom scripts organized into a multi-step paralleled computational pipeline. Briefly, after trimming and filtering, the paired end reads were demultiplexed based on the first 8 bases of the first read. For each sample, reads were mapped to a reference genome or transcriptome using BOTI 2 version 2, 2, 3, ref 46, with default parameters, and counted using HTSEC count 47 to generate read counts. Samples were filtered to include only samples with at least 500,000 reads, and in additions, ERCC spike in information was also used to filter out samples with low correlation coefficients, 0.65, to the known concentration, or with high, 0.3, spike, into gene read count ratio. Read counts were then normalized by dividing by the total number of counted reads and multiplying by 106. Because cell-seq retains only the 3 end of the transcript, this procedure yields the estimated gene expression levels in transcripts per million, TPM, without transcript length normalization. In this work, We compare the transcripts per million developmental profiles for different genes and across orthologs, and such comparisons are generally robust to overall RNA content changes. De novo transcriptome assembly with stranding and three anchoring. A de novo transcriptome was generated for S. pellicroa, P. dumerillii and H. dujardinii. Since we had at our disposal cell-seq reads, in addition to the RNA-seq reads, our strategy was to exploit the stranded and three-biased nature of cell-seq. The Trinity Software 48 was used to generate, for each of the three species, two de novo transcriptome assemblies. 1. Single-end cell-seq reads were used to generate a three-biased stranded transcriptome, and, 2. The cell-seq reads were combined with paired-end RNA-seq reads were used to generate a combined transcriptome. For the cell-seq 3 assembly, we ran Trinity using the single-end mode with SS-lib type parameter set to F. For the combined assembly we ran Trinity using the paired-end mode. Copyright sign, 2016 Macmillan Publishers Limited. All rights reserved. Letter research with default parameters. The two resulting transcriptomes were then used to generate a single three-anchored stranded transcriptome. For each transcript, contig, in the first set, we identified the corresponding transcripts in the second set using BLAST49. Of those identified, we selected the transcript with the highest alignment score and used the strand information of the transcript in the first set to generate a stranded transcript. Extended data figure 1. Genes with alternative three ends may be represented as distinct genes in the set, in those rare cases when the cell-seq contigs do not overlap. The generated set of transcripts was further filtered to contain only transcripts with a predicted protein using the Trinitat pipeline that is a part of the Trinity Software 48. PFAM domains 50 were then identified using HMMER51. Gene ontology and PFAM. Go annotations for each transcriptome were generated using Trinitat, http://trinitat.github.io/. Specifically, transcripts were searched against UniProt sequences, comprising SwissProt and Tremble invertebrate, vertebrate, mammal, rodents and human data, clustered to 90% identity. Go and PFAM identifiers were then extracted from UniProt accessions. Delineation of orthologous clusters. OrthoMCL52 was used to delineate orthologous clusters from the 10 proteomes of the 10 species using the following parameters. Percent match QTOF was set to 24, Evolu exponent QTOF was set to 5, and the MCL parameters were ABCI 1.5 inches. In the case of multiple genes in an orthology cluster for a particular species, the one with the highest fold change was selected as the representative. We found similar results if the representative is selected randomly among the imperilovs. Developmental gene expression profiles. Each time course was initially ordered using blind and automated method for determining the developmental order of transcriptomic samples 13, extended data figure 2. These profiles were smoothed using a moving average calculation with span parameter set to 3. In order to compare profiles of equal lengths, for each species we reduced the time course to 20 sliding windows using the following method. We defined the size of the window such that there is only overlap between every two consecutive windows. For each window, the average expression was calculated for each gene across the included embryos. For each time course, dynamic genes were defined as those with minimum expression of 10 transcripts per million and at least a twofold change. Standardized expression was used in analysis where noted, to generate a standardized expression, the mean expression value was subtracted from each expression value and the results were divided by the standard deviation. To generate the FASTgrams shown in figure 2 we first standardized the log 10 profiles by subtracting the mean and dividing by the standard deviation. We next computed the first two principal components of this expression data. Since the profiles were standardized, the genes form a circle. The genes are then sorted according to their angle from the origin in this space. A gene expression profile was mapped to a temporal phase, early, transition, or late. By computing the correlation with the three idealized profiles shown in extended data figure 5 and assigning it to the pattern exhibiting the highest correlation and thus best match, mid-developmental transition detection, the transition period for each species was computed based upon the transcriptome similarities with the transcriptomes of the other species, shown in figure 3. The 20 transcriptomes were clustered using hierarchical clustering based upon the Euclidean distances among their profiles of correlations with the profiles of all other species. The two deepest clusters were then identified and the precise temporal window separating them was set as the mid-developmental transition period. Gene ontology, GO, enrichment analysis. A temporal phase was assigned to each orthologous group by annotating it to its most represented phase. The C. elegans gene ontology annotation was used on the C. elegans orthologs. Enrichment was computed using the hypergeometric distribution. In order to avoid retrieving enrichments due to the same set of genes, we carried out serial enrichments as follows. The most enriched gene ontology group was noted, its genes removed from the set, and enrichment search was repeated to detect additional gene ontology terms. For the signaling pathways shown in figure 4b, the following gene ontology terms were used: WNT signaling pathway, NOT signaling pathway, hedgehog receptor activity, epidermal growth factor receptor signaling pathway, transforming growth factor beta receptor signaling pathway, MAPK cascade, G protein coupled receptor activity. For this analysis, we searched for enrichment up to three windows before and after the inferred transition, and kept the most significant p-value for each pathway, hypergeometric distribution, PFAM signatures. For each of 5,745 PFAMs, we computed an enrichment profile throughout time, and for each species, as follows. For each of the 20 expression windows of the matrix of standardized log 10 expression values of the dynamic genes, we marked genes with expression above 0.5 as expressed. We then calculated the fraction of the genes within the set that contain genes annotated to the PFAM domain. A temporal phase was annotated using supervised clustering using the same approach shown in extended data figure 5. For the transcription factor families shown in figure 4d, the following PFAMs were used: homeobox domain, GATA zinc finger, ligand binding domain of nuclear hormone receptor, helix loop helix DNA binding domain, ZIP transcription factor, zinc finger, C4 type, 2 domains, zinc finger, C2H2 type, and T-box. For this analysis, we searched for enrichment up to three windows before and after the inferred transition, and kept the most significant p-value for each TF family, hypergeometric distribution 31. Martin Duran, J.M., Duacostella, M., Serra, P. and Romero, our new method to deliver exogenous material into developing planarian embryos, J.E.X.P., Zuhl, B. Moll, Dev., Evel 310, 668-681, 2008, 32. Martin Duran, J.M., Amaya, E. and Romero, our germ layer specification and axial patterning in the embryonic development of the freshwater planarian Schmidtia pellicroa. Dev., Bile 340, 145-158, 2010, 33. Gabriel, W.N. et al., the tardigrade Hypsibius dujardini, a new model for studying the evolution of development. Dev., Bile 312, 545-559, 2007, 34. Kehut, D.P., Crawford, J.M. and Montag, R.A. collection, dechorionation, and preparation of Drosophila embryos for quantitative microinjection. Cold Spring Harb. Protot 2007, http://dx.doi.org/10.1101/pdb.prot4717, 2007, 35. Detrich, H.W., Westerfield, M. and Zon, L.I. Essential Zebrafish Methods, Cell and Developmental Biology, Academic Press, 2009, 36. Fritz and Wunker, J.H. and Technor, U. Induction of gametogenesis in the basal cnidarian Nematostella vitensis, Anthozoa, Dev. Genes EVL 212, 99-103, 2002, 37. Pang, K. and Martindale, M. Cuneimiopsis leedii spawning and embryo collection, Cold Spring Harb, Protot 2008, http://dx.doi.org/10.1101/pdb-prot5085/2008/38. Joshi, N. and Fass, J. Sickle, A sliding window, adaptive, quality-based trimming tool for fast files https://github.com/najoshi/sickle, 2011, 39. Vince, B. Scythe, A Bayesian adapter trimmer https://github.com/vsbuffalo/scythe, 2011, 40. Nair, S. et al. High-quality draft assemblies of mammalian genomes from massively parallel sequence data. Proc. Nat. Acad. C. USA 108, 1513, 1518, 2011, 41. Boothby, T.C. et al. Evidence for extensive horizontal gene transfer from the draft genome of a tardigrade. Proc. Nat. Acad. C. USA 112, 15976, 15981, 2015, 42. Kautsavoulis, G. et al. The genome of the tardigrade Hypsibius dujardini. Preprinted by Oruxiv http://dx.doi.org/10.1101/033464/2015/43. Sullivan, J.C., Rietzel, A.M. Anfinity, J.R. Upgrades to Stellar Base facilitate medical and genetic studies on the Starlitzia anemone, Nematostella vitensis. Nucleic acids Res 36, D607, D611, 2008, 44. Hashim Shani, T. Wagner, F. Scher, N. and Yane, ICell-Seq, single cell RNA-Seq by multiplexed linear amplification. Cell Rep 2, 666-673, 2012, 45. Baker, S.C. et al. The External RNA Controls Consortium, A Progress Report. Nature Methods 2, 731-734, 2005, 46. Langmuir, B. and Salzburg, SL Fast Gap Realignment with BOTY 2. Nature Methods 9, 357-359, 2012, 47. Anders, S. Pyle, P.T. and Huber, WHTSEC A Python Framework to Work with High-Throughput Sequencing Data. Bioinformatics 31, 166-169, 2015, 48. Haas, B.J. et al. De novo transcript sequence reconstruction from RNA-Seq using the Trinity platform for reference generation and analysis. Nature Protocols 8, 1494, 1512, 2013, 49. Alchel, S.F., Gish, W., Miller, W., Myers, E.W. and Lippmann, D.J. Basic Local Alignment Search Tool, J. Moll, Bile 215, 403-410, 1990, 50. Hunter, M. et al., The FAM Protein Families Database, Nucleic Acids Res 40, D290-D301, 2012, 51. Finn, R.D., Clements, J. and Eddy, SRHMMER Web Server, Interactive Sequence Similarity Searching, Nucleic Acids Res 39, W29-W37, 2011, 52. Lee, L., Stokert, C.J. and Ruiz, D.S. Ortho MCL, Identification of ortholog groups for eukaryotic genomes. Genome Res 13, 2178-2189, 2003, 53. Simeo, F.A., Waterhouse, R.M., Ioannidis, P. and Krivenceva, E.V. and Zdobnov, E.M. Busco, Assessing Genome Assembly and Annotation Completeness with Single Copy Orthologs, Bioinformatics, 2015. Copyright Sign, 2016 Macmillan Publishers Limited, All Rights Reserved. Research Letter, RNA-Seq, CellSeq, De Novo Assembly Using Trinity, Assembly of All CellSeq Reads to Identify 3-Feet Ends, 3-Feet End Anchoring, Protein Prediction and Gene Annotation, Transcript Sequences 3-Feet Ends of Transcripts, Mapping and Counting, Embryo 1, Embryo 2, Embryo 3, Embryo 4, Embryo 5, Embryo 6, Embryo X, Time, Gene 1, Gene 2, Gene 3, Gene 4, Gene 5, Gene 6, Gene N, Relative Expression Level 1, 0, Extended Data Figure 1, A Schematic for the De Novo Transcriptome Analysis, see also the Methods section, CellSeq reads were mapped to the published transcriptomes where available, Copyright Sign, 2016 Macmillan Publishers Limited, All Rights Reserved, Letter Researcher P. Dumarilii, S. Pellicroa, C. Elegans, H. Dujardini, D. Melanogaster, S. Papuritus, D. Ririo, N. Victensis, A. Queenslandica, M. Leedii, B. 3, Expressed Genes, X104, Dynamically Expressed Constitutive High Constitutive Low 2, 1. Extended Data Figure 2 Gene Expression Time Courses for 10 Species A, Blind Analysis on the Reported Time Courses, the color indicates the ordering, the species is indicated for each plot B, the number of dynamically expressed genes for each species, the species are shown in the M. Leedii, A. Queenslandica, N. Victensis, D. Ririo, S. Papuritus, D. Melanogaster, H. Dujardini, C. Elegans, S. Pellicroa, P. Dumarilii, 0, same order as in the main figures, constitutively high, low, expression is defined as that where the maximum expression is more, less, than the 10 transcripts per million threshold yet is not dynamic, twofold change and at least 10 transcripts per million maximum expression, Copyright Sign, 2016 Macmillan Publishers Limited, All Rights Reserved, Research Letter A. B. C. Elegans, C. Elegans, P. Dumarilii, P. Dumarilii, P. Values for the VAR tests, C. Log 10 P. Value 12, P. Dumarilii 10, S. Pellicroa C. Elegans, 8, H. Dujardini D. Melanogaster, 6, S. Papuritus 4, D. Ririo N. Victensis 2, A. Queenslandica 0, M. Leedii, Extended Data Figure 3 Testing the Significance of the Transition in the Ortholog Correlation Matrices shown in Figure 3a, Schematic indicating the mid-developmental transition, orange, correlations among windows of the same phase, green, and correlations among windows of different phases, gray b, the orange squares indicate statistical tests examined in CC, for each pair of species a series of Kolmogorov-Smirnov, tests are shown. Each test compares the intra-phase to the interface correlations, for the mid-developmental transition and three windows before and after it, b, the yellow boxes indicate those species comparisons where there is significant statistical evidence for the dual-phase pattern higher significance for the middle tests, Copyright Sign, 2016 Macmillan Publishers Limited, All Rights Reserved, Letter Research A, b, 14. 10 mid-developmental transition, window, P. Dumarilii S. Pellicroa C. Elegans H. Dujardini D. Melanogaster S. Papuritus D. Ririo N. Victensis A. Queenslandica M. Leedii, 13 12 11 10 9 8 7 6 5, C. 30, 3052, 2755, 2983, 3300, 3182, 3221, 3062, 1933, 3362, 3483, 3556, 3529, 3511, 3516, 2220, 3478, 3612, 3278, 3541, 3218, 3307, 2040, 3556, 3287, 3462, 3166, 3170, 1948, 3527, 3805, 3386, 3359, 2138, 3970, 4014, 3758, 2276, 3777, 3685, 2259, 3779, S. Pelikroa, 2, 757, 3, 457, P. Dumerilii, 2334, C. Elegans H. Du Jardini D. Melanogaster S. Papyritus D. Ririo N. Victensis A. Queenslandica, 2388, M. Ledii, D. 40, P. Dumerilii S. Pelikroa C. Elegans H. Du Jardini D. Melanogaster S. Papyritus D. Ririo N. Victensis A. Queenslandica M. Ledii, R. 0.4, Extended Data Figure 4 Robustness of Figure 3 Analysis A. The analysis was repeated using the indicated number of sliding windows B. The analysis was repeated by randomly removing embryo transcriptomes. From each of the 10 data sets, we removed 10%, 20% or 30% of the embryos and repeated the analysis using 20 windows. We repeated this 5 times and then re-identified the mid-developmental transition. The plot indicates the median and standard deviation of the detected. 0.4. Mid-developmental transition windows across these trials. In all species, the median is identical to the mid-developmental transition identified by the complete data set C, D, same as figure 3, using all detected orthologs for the pairwise comparisons, not limited to 1,500 as in figure 3. The number of examined orthologs are indicated above each plot, C, and a set of 407 orthologs, D, across all taxa. Copyright sign, 2016 Macmillan Publishers Limited. All rights reserved. Research letter 10.8. Normalized expression, 0.6. Mid-developmental module index, 0.40-0.2-0.4. Mid-developmental transition genes, early genes 3. Late genes, 0, minus 3 minus 3, 0, 3, minus 3, 0, 3, minus 3, 0, 3, time around mid-developmental transition, minus 0.6 minus 0.8 minus 1 minus 1, minus 0.5, 0, 0.5, 1, late module index, B mid-developmental early transition late. Mid-developmental early transition late. Mid-developmental early transition late protein localization to kinetic or terminal branching, open tracheal system signal transducer activity, vacuolar proton transporting V-type at pace, V1 domain, Saga complex, maintenance of cell polarity transcription regulatory region sequence specific DNA binding mitochondrial transport. Structural constituent of muscle hydrogen ion transmembrane transporter activity extracellular matrix, exocyst, negative regulation of translation, synaptic vesicle exocytosis, 3-5 exoribonucleose activity nuclear transcribed MNR catabolic process, nonsense mediated decay spliceosomal complex assembly, glycolytic process, mitotic cell cycle nuclear transcribed MNR poly, A. Tail shortening though complex, phosphatidylinositol binding rhoguanyl nucleotide exchange factor activity mitochondrial electron transport, NADH to ubiquinone ubiquitin protein transferase activity eukaryotic translation initiation factor 4F complex regulation of JAK-STAT cascade, protein peptidyl prolyl isomerization, euchromatin, tricarboxylic acid cycle, proteasome complex, regulation of WNT signaling pathway, imaginal disc-derived male genitalia morphogenesis, magnesium ion binding, microtubule-based movement, single-stranded DNA binding, basement membrane, eukaryotic translation initiation factor 2B complex 4 iron, 4 sulfur cluster binding, terminal Boughton, cell cycle checkpoint DNA damage checkpoint regulation of cyclin-dependent protein serine-threonine kinase activity mitotic anaphase histone acetyltransferase complex, telomere maintenance double-strand break repair via homologous recombination chromatin nucleus mRNA polymerase II transcription cofactor activity, 0, 1, 2, 3, extended data figure 5 gene enrichment analysis a landscape showing for each gene circle the correlation with an idealized late module profile, x-axis, and with a transition profile, y-axis. The idealized profiles used to compute correlations are shown in the insets. Spots correspond to C. elegans genes. They are colored according to the assigned sets, early module, blue, mid-developmental transition, red, and late module, yellow B, gene ontology, GO, enrichment for the early phase, transition, and late phase gene sets. The gene sets were defined by G protein coupled receptor activity potassium ion transport, synaptic transmission ion transport focal adhesion pyridoxal phosphate binding cytosolic large ribosomal subunit, comodulin binding microtubule binding, lipid metabolic process, log 10p value, integrating expression from all 10 species, RNA polymerase II, is short for RNA polymerase II core promoter sequence specific DNA binding transcription factor activity involved in preinitiation complex assembly. The legend indicates the assigned sets, early phase, blue, mid-developmental transition, red, and late phases, yellow. The profiles are of length 7 since we examined 3 windows before and after the mid-developmental transition. Copyright sign, 2016 Macmillan Publishers Limited, all rights reserved. Letter Research A, Ph.D. Nger, paired box domain, troponin, putative snow RNA binding domain, EF hand domain, calponin family repeat, P. dumerilii S. pellicroa C. elegans H. dujardini D. melanogaster S. papyrutus D. ririo N. victensis A. queenslandica M. leedii early, mid-late developmental transition, early, mid-late developmental transition, early, mid-late developmental transition, early, early, B, mid-late developmental transition, early, mid-developmental transition, mid-late developmental transition late, mid-late developmental transition, normalized expression minus 1, metazone, FCF1, EF hand domain, MCM2, 3, 5 family at pace family associated with various cellular activities, AAA, SNF2 family N-terminal domain ubiquitin family important beta N-terminal domain, peptidase family M13, CUB domain, NOSIC, NUC001, domain, peptidase family M13, cyclic nucleotide binding domain, DNA polymerase family B exonuclease RNA recognition motif, aka, RRM, RBD, or RNP domain, JAD1/MOV34/MPN-PAD1 ubiquitin protease cyclin, N-terminal domain DED D-box helicase histone-like transcription factor, CBFNFY, and archaeal histone helicase conserved C-term domain TRUB family pseudouridylate synthase, N-terminal domain, 3-5 feet exonuclease, tropomyosin, LSM domain, calponin homology, CH, domain cation transporting at pace, C-term 7 transmembrane sweet taste receptor of 3GCPRGNL3LGRN1 putative GT pace XPGI region XPGN terminal domain, EF hand domain pair EF hand domain pair 7 transmembrane receptor, rhodopsin family, ion channel limb domain zinc carboxypeptidase, Domain domain calcium binding EGF domain low density lipoprotein receptor domain class A calcium activated BK potassium channel alpha subunit ligand gated ion channel bacterial extracellular solute binding proteins, family 3 plat LH2 domain, GOT1/SFT2-like family, riprolazine, M12B, family zinc metalloprotease calponin family repeat. Core histone H2A H2B H3/H4, cytidine and deoxycytidylate demonase zinc binding region U11-48K like CHHC zinc NGER, serpentine type 70 MGPCR chemoreceptor SRW, WD domain, G beta repeat, DNA polymerase alpha zinc NGER, domain of unknown function, DUF1736. Molybdoctorine guanine dinucleotide synthesis protein BUTP15C terminal, ROGAP domain, putative SNO RNA binding domain, CPSFA subunit region cyclin, C terminal domain RNA recognition motif, aka, RRM, RBD, or RNP domain, protein of unknown function, DUF1777, NLE, NUC135, domain NOC5NT, NUC127, domain CS domain cyclophilin type peptidyl prolyl cis trans isomerase CLD bar domain, triple A domain, alpha beta hydrolase fold, leucine rich repeat halosid dehalogenase like hydrolase, NRAP protein, fringe like, glycosyl transferases group 1, hemolysin III related, nicostrin, glycerophosphoryl diester phosphodiesterase family, acetyltransferase, NAT, family, firm central domain, RWD domain, GMPPDE, delta subunit, SPT4/RPOA2 zinc NGER, alpha beta hydrolase family leucine rich repeats, 2 copies, PhD NGER, NPL4 family, putative zinc binding region NPL4 family, HMG, high mobility group, box, MA3 domain, carboxypeptidase regulatory-like domain, GATA zinc NGER, TAU and MAP protein, tubulin binding repeat, SOF1-like domain, MIF4G domain erythrite DNA bind domain RNA polymerase RPB1, domain 5 RNA polymerase RPB1, domain 4 PRMT5 arginine N-methyltransferase TIP49 C-terminus PWI domain ALP1 protease family, C-terminal catalytic domain NLI interacting factor, like phosphatase histone desetylase domain SMC proteins exable hinge domain, TAFI55 protein conserved region domain of unknown function, DUF1087, domain of unknown function, DUF1086, GCD10P family, RAB-GT-PASE TBC domain male sterility protein, copper binding of amyloid precursor, CUBE2 domain of amyloid precursor protein bestrophin, RFPTM, chloride channel YHH-like protein, GIF domain, phosphominose isomerase type I, MIDE-like DNA binding domain, L27 domain, zinc NGER double-stranded RNA binding, tropomyosin-like, FF domain exportin-1-like protein, syntaxin metallopeptidase family M12B riprolazine-like leucine-rich repeats, 6 copies, RNA polymerase RPB1, domain 3, JMJN domain, amino acid permease, NUC93/NIC96, PLU1-like protein, REC-REC-N SMCN term domain, TATA binding related factor, TRF, of subunit 20 of mediator complex MBT repeat, MFS1-like family GMC oxidoreductase, SPA-RNA methylase family S1 RNA binding domain PUA domain Yates family DIP2/UTP12 family RNA polymerase II binding domain, CWF15/CWC15 cell cycle control protein protein of unknown function, DUF663, DKCLD, NUC011, domain, MED18 protein domain of KIN17 curve DNA binding protein NSE4 C-terminal sugarcin C-terminus trimethyltransferase complex GCD14 subunit pre-MNR processing factor 4, PRP4, like, CHAC-like protein NADH ubiquinone oxidoreductase B15 subunit, NDUFB4, ribonucleotide reductase, all alpha domain ATP cone domain arginyl trinar synthetase N-terminal domain ribonuclease T2 family SIA interacting protein, N-terminal TFIIH page 62 subunit, N-terminal domain, PRP38 family, ribonucleotide reductase, barrel domain, UBX domain, G10 protein, prazenilin, UBA TSN domain polo box duplicated region, inhibitor of apoptosis domain, glycoprotease family, 26S proteasome subunit RPN7 domain of unknown function, DUF947, HIT zinc-ngers simpler kintype junction protein C-terminal nucleotidyl transferase domain, RNA polymerase RPB3/RPB11 dimerization domain histone binding protein RBBP4 or subunit C of CAF1 complex casein kinase II regulatory subunit hinge domain of cleavage stimulation factor subunit 2 transcription termination and cleavage factor C, terminal thyridoxin-like TGS domain, Zinkinger CX8 CX5 CX3 H-type, and similar, DNAA domain oligonucleotide oligosaccharide binding, OB, fold helicase associated domain, HA2, SAC3/GANP-NIN1/MTS3/EF3 page 25 family E2FDP family winged, helix DNA binding domain protein kinase domain 50S ribosome binding GTPase methyltransferase domain MATH domain, JMJC domain, hydroxylase chromo, CH chromatin organization MODIR, domain pre-MNR splicing factor component GTP1/OBG4-FIF4S binding domain, phosphatidylinositol 3 and 4 kinase, CPG binding protein Zinkinger C-terminal domain, ubiquitin carboxyl term hydrolase, transcription factor TFIID, or TATA binding protein, TBP. -0.500.511.5, protostome specific, bilaterian specific, galactokinase galactosa binding signature voltage gated calcium channel IQ domain troponin neurotransmitter gated ion channel transmembrane region neurotransmitter gated ion channel ligand binding domain GTP cyclohydrolase I, replication factor C term domain, PFAMs, early, 2OGFAIR, II, oxygenase superfamily growth arrest and DNA damage inducible proteins interacting protein 1 mediator complex subunit 23 ubiquinyl cytochrome C chaperone nucleocondensing complex subunits, C-term domain CLP protease, extended data figure 6 see next page for caption, copyright sign, 2016 Macmillan Publishers Limited, all rights reserved. Research letter extended data figure 6 PFAM enrichment and conservation across phyla A, for each of 5,746 PFAM protein domains. We computed an expression signature based upon the fraction of its genes expressed at each stage throughout development across each of the 10 species. As an example of this approach, A shows the signatures for 6 PFAMs, indicating the normalized fraction of genes in that group expressed at the time points surrounding the transition for each species. The profiles are centered according to the mid-developmental transition as defined in Figure 3, examining four windows before and after it. The grayscale indicates the fraction of genes expressed in each window. We attributed a phase of expression for each PFAM in each species, as we have for individual genes. To the right of each PFAM signature is the annotated phase, early, blue, mid-developmental transition, red, or late, yellow. We then computed the degree to which the temporal expression across phyla matches a coherent phase expression in three groupings, metazone, bilaterian, and protostomes B, metazone, all 10 species, bilaterian, all except the cnidarian, sponge, Antennophore, and Protostome, Nematode, Arthropod, Tardigrade, Annelid, and Platyhelminth, groups are shown. To identify PFAMs in the metazone group, we queried for PFAMs whose signature contains the same temporal faces of expression across the species. The metazone-consistent PFAMs were nearly exclusively expressed in the early phase, suggesting stronger evolutionary constraints on this phase. A similar pattern was also observed for PFAMs with coherent expression in the 7 bilaterian species in our data set. From this analysis, we conclude that bilaterians and protostomes each possess unique suites of innovations that are reflected in these shared phase-specific PFAM enrichments. Interestingly, protostome-coherent PFAMs are biased towards the late phases, possibly related to common differentiation processes operating in these taxa. Copyright sign, 2016 Macmillan Publishers Limited. All rights reserved. Letter Research 1200.08.400.06 Log 2, Observed Expected, 600. Orthologs, 801.0001.200.0.4020-0.2, 1400.-0.4, 1600.-0.6, 1800.-0.8. C. elegans, early, D. melanogaster, mid-developmental transition, early, mid-late developmental transition, late, extended data figure 7 same as figure 4 C, D for PFAM analysis, the degree of conservation of early, transition, and late phase annotation of PFAMs was computed across species. A similar pattern was observed as that for orthologs, figure 4 C, D, copyright sign, 2016 Macmillan Publishers Limited, all rights reserved. Research letter extended data table 1 developmental systematics of the examined species germ layers, superphyla classification, egg type, cleavage type, method of development, specialties, D. melanogaster, Metazoa bilateria protostomia ectosozoa arthropoda, central lecithal egg, syncytial cleavage, no. 3. Embryonic development ends with hatching of the cell-feeding RST star larva. Cleavage occurs in a multinucleate syncytium. 54. H. dujardini, Metazoa bilateria protostomia ectosozoa tardigrada, isolecithal egg, rotational holoblastic cleavage. Yes. 3. Embryonic development ends with hatching of self-feeding juvenile. Stereotyped cleavage pattern with asymmetric cell divisions. 34. D. ririo, Metazoa bilateria deuterostome caudata, telolecithal egg, discoidal meriblastic cleavage. Yes. 3. Embryonic development ends with hatching of larva still feeding on yolk. Telost egg is telolecithal, that is, a mound of cytoplasm, the blastodisc, sits on the large mass of yolk and undergoes incomplete, meriblastic, cleavage. Embryo is derived from the blastodisc, and the remainder of the zygote becomes the yolk sac, which is later digested. 55. S. pellicroa, Metazoa bilateria protostomia lophotrichozoa platyhelminthesis, Blastomia anarchy, no. 3. Embryonic development ends with hatching of self-feeding juvenile. During early cleavage, stage 1, yolk cells fuse and enclose the zygote into a syncytium. The zygote divides into blastomeres that dissociate and migrate into the syncytium. During stage 2, a subset of blastomeres differentiate into a transient embryonic epidermis that surrounds the yolk syncytium, and an embryonic pharynx. Other blastomeres divide as a scattered population of cells in the syncytium. During stage 5, the external syncytial yolk mantle is resorbed and the embryonic cells contained within differentiate into an irregular scaffold of muscle and nerve cells. Epidermal cells differentiate and replace the transient embryonic epidermis. 56. C. elegans, Metazoa bilateria protostomia ectosozoa nematoda, isolecithal egg, rotational holoblastic cleavage. Yes. 3. Embryonic development ends with hatching of self-feeding L1 larva. Stereotyped cleavage pattern with asymmetric cell divisions. 57. A. queenslandica, Metazoa perifera, chaotic cell cleavage and moiular delamination. No. 0. Embryogenesis gives rise to larvae with at least a dozen cell types that are segregated into three layers and patterned along the body axis. The pattern of cells within the embryo appears to be individualistic, suggesting that Z cleavage patterns and cell lineages do not exist. The embryos develop asynchronously in brood chambers until they reach a certain size, then disperse as parenchymella larvae. 58. P. dumerillii. Metazoabilateria protostomi Elophotrichozoa nelida. Isolecithal egg, spiral holoblastic cleavage. No. 3. Embryogenesis gives rise to mid-nectar chaete larvae. Larval development comprises traditionally three major stages, the trochophore, spherical larva characterized by an equatorial ciliated belt and an apical organ with a ciliary tuft, the metatrochophore, segmented trunk, which slightly elongates, and the nectar chaete, bears peripodial appendages used for swimming and crawling, and resembles the adult in major traits. 18. S. purpuratus. Metazoabilateria deuterostome echinodermata. Isolecithal egg, radial holoblastic cleavage. No. 2. Embryonic development ends in a pluteous larva that transforms after 1-3 months in the plankton into a juvenile urchin. By the 60-cell stage, most of the embryonic cell fates are spicied, but cells are not irreversibly committed. Certain blastomeres consistently produce the same cell types in each embryo, but these cells remain pluripotent and can give rise to other cell types if experimentally placed in a different part of the embryo. 59. M. leedii. Metazoactinophora. Centralecithal and isotropic eggs, unipolar and holoblastic cleavage. Yes. 2. Embryos develop into and hatch as juvenile adults with a free-swimming cydippid stage. Fertilized eggs go through a highly stereotyped ctenophore specific cleavage program in which the fate of some, but not all, blastomeres are determined at the time of their birth. 60. Envictensis. Metazoacnidaria. Telolecithal egg, holoblastic cleavage. No. 2. Embryonic development ends in a primary polyp. Early cleavage stages are characterized by substantial variability from embryo to embryo, yet invariably lead to the formation of a coelar blastula. 61. Copyright sign, 2016 Macmillan Publishers Limited. All rights reserved. Ref. Direct Developer 53. Species. Letter Research Extended Data Table 2 Basic Statistics of the Expression Data Average. Average. Dynamically. Counted reads, counted, counted, expressed, collected, collected, species, genes, reads, ERCC, genes, 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 samples, samples, P. dumerillii, 852,212, 88,165, 10,908, 10,906, 9,832, 97, 80, 781,744, 37,837, 15,124, 15,124, 13,207, 132, 58, C. elegans, 1,364,849, 4,626, 20,687, 18,553, 10,479, 139, 81, H. Dujardini, 1,498,810, 199,916, 12,746, 12,744, 11,464, 126, 62, D. Melanogaster, 1,784,414, 90,767, 15,682, 13,842, 8,391, 91, 77, S. Pellicroa, 462,396, 141,587, 21,092, 17,443, 11,579, 87, 57, Diri Rio, 2,010,010, 32,058, 32,433, 22,790, 10,198, 106, 88, Envictensis, 1,147,629, 176,166, 40,499, 37,272, 16,106, 123, 83, Aquin Slandica, 1,783,845, 45,455, 44,719, 35,922, 10,053, 63, 51, M. Lidai, 1,583,798, 6,111, 16,548, 14,664, 6,142, 60, 53, S. Papuritus, copyright sign, 2016 Macmillan Publishers Limited, all rights reserved. Research letter extended data table 3 assemblies for cell sec mapping and their Busco completeness 53 species. Assembly used for mapping, Busco, dump transcriptome V1, de novo, NCBI Bio Project PRJNA 271,451, 57%, SPOL transcriptome V1, de novo, NCBI Bio Project PRJNA 271,420, 70%, C. elegans, WS 230, worm base, 90%, H. Dujardini, Hdudge transcriptome V1, de novo, NCBI Bio Project PRJNA 271,450, 71%, BDGP5, ensemble, 99%, P. Dumerilii S. pellicroa, D. melanogaster S. papuritus D. ririo envictensis A. queenslandica M. lidii, 63.64, WHL22 transcriptome ZV9, ensemble, 78%, 96%, 65, NVTE1, Stella B, 66, Aqua2.1, 78%, 83%, 11.67, ML Scaffold 09, copyright sign, 2016 Macmillan Publishers Limited, all rights reserved, 70%.